Hi, everyone. I am back. I know it has been a minimum of 2 weeks because the last time I posted, actually, it's exactly 2 weeks because the last time I posted was April 11th, and that wasn't even a podcast. That was just a picture on the blog. But I haven't posted anything or recorded a podcast for 2 solid weeks. And I guess my only reason is I really just haven't had much to say or wanted to record or post pictures or anything. I just have kind of let it go for 2 weeks. But clearly it's time because I have, I want to catch up on some things and talk about some other things. Excuse me. I think I should go back probably 2 weeks because that weekend after our last post on the blog, we went to Charlottesville to a Meritage vertical tasting at a winery, as well as to see my father and catch up with how he's doing. The Meritage vertical was very nice, and my father is doing so much better. He's not even using the cane anymore. The only thing that he still has a little bit of trouble with is getting in and out of the car because he has to bend his knees and stuff, and he's, you know, that just takes a while for him to get back to be able to do that. But he was moving around really well. He's keeping up with all of his chores. He's doing really well. So it was good to hang out with him and see him and spend the weekend in Charlottesville. You know what I should probably tell you is that I'm recording this on my iPhone because I don't feel like getting the whole big microphone out and all that, and I'll just edit it the way it is. So if it sounds different, it's because it's coming from my iPhone. I have a list of stuff. You hear that? Hear that? You hear that? You hear that? No, I just have a list here. This past weekend, we went to several wineries. We went to 2 special barrel tastings on Saturday, and that is where the winemaker gives you samples of wine that is still in the barrel from previous years that have not been bottled yet. Like they're not quite ready to come out of the barrel and go into a bottle yet. And we tasted some 2010s, and I think we tasted 109 that's still in the barrel, believe it or not. And they were all very good, and the events themselves were very good. I was very pleased, and we got recognized, and that was fun. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing. What is this? Oh, I know. I have been slowly catching up on podcasts. I don't think I mentioned this the last time, but for some reason, when I was listening to Live It Up, the podcast, I totally got behind because I wasn't paying attention and didn't hear, well, I'm sure they said it, but I didn't hear it, was that their feed was changing because of changing servers or something. I don't know. But I did not update my feed in my iTunes, so I wasn't getting their shows. So I went, and I'm like, why haven't they podcasted in a long time? So I went to the website and to see that they had a new feed. So I had to go into iTunes and get the new feed. And sure enough, I had missed 3 episodes. So I was listening to all those, catching up on all those, and catching up on others, too. I caught up on Arthur. Sorry to hear your house didn't sell and that you've got issues with that building, the way they built your house. But anyway, I'm glad I'm catching up because I still have a ton of podcasts to listen to, but I am catching up slowly. Although I'm always caught up on Big Fatty because I listen to him every single day. However, I don't listen to him when I'm eating my Cheerios anymore. That used to be that's why he says we're eating our Cheerios, because I complained about him. Not complained, but I said he would talk about dirty things when I was eating my Cheerios in the morning. Oops. While I was in the middle of recording, I got a phone call, and it turns off the voice recorder. So I had to stop recording there for a minute and answer the phone. Anyway, I was in the middle of talking about eating Cheerios while listening to Big Fatty's show. And I think that when he says that, he's referring to when I first told him that I would listen to his podcast during eating Cheerios. Anyway, enough of that. I am definitely catching up on podcasts, but I still have a lot to listen to. Now, continuing on with my other things. For some reason, excuse me, for some reason, my DVR has gotten full, and I've got a ton of stuff on there to watch. Everything from Real Housewives shows to Watch What Happens Live to all these regular sitcoms and stuff. And I don't know how I got behind in watching all this stuff on the DVR, so I've got a ton of stuff to watch. I must have probably 10 hours of stuff. And one reason is because every night there's something else being recorded. And I record every episode of Watch What Happens Live. And now I've gotten to the point where I'm looking at who was on the show. And if I want to see those people, then I will, you know, watch it. If not, I'll just delete it. But for the most part, I'm watching everything. And the past couple evenings, I have fallen asleep watching these shows on TV. And I'm gone back to watch what I missed. So, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to have a little bit of time this weekend to watch or catch up on some shows. So I think I will be able to catch up. We will see. Okay, on my list, the next thing is politics. Since I podcasted last, a couple of major things have happened. I believe Rick Santorum dropped out of the race in the time that I've been gone. And he kind of endorsed Romney, but kind of not. But he might come out at some point and fully give his endorsement to Romney, but he really hasn't done it 100%. Also in that time, there have been, because they were just last night, there were 5 primaries, and Mitt Romney won them all. And that pretty much signaled the official beginning of the fall campaign race, because Newt Gingrich said today that he didn't say it, but all of these other people were speculating and saying that within the week he will be dropping out of the race and suspending his campaign. So it'll just be Romney and Obama, because clearly Ron Paul has not a chance in hell. So, of course, all of the attacks and all of the things that are going on are now between Romney and Obama. And some good, some bad. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I think things are going to calm down until we have the conventions, and then things will heat up a little bit more. Of course, I really kind of hope that Ron Paul tries to heat things up in the Republican one, because if Santorum and Gingrich are out, then they won't have anything to do with it anymore. So I'm trying to think about if there's any Romney stuff that happened while I did not podcast. I guess it was that, did I talk about that whole Ann Romney thing with her working women? I think I did, actually. I don't remember, but I think I did. In any case, you know what? That's everything on my list. I was trying to think if there were other things. Oh, I know. Here we go. I started watching last week the Kathy Griffin, her new talk show on Bravo, and I could only get about 5 minutes in, and I'm like, is this what the entire show is going to be about? Her just sitting there talking to total strangers about TV. I was quickly turned off, so I deleted it. I've got to automatically record on my DVR. So this Thursday I will record the next episode. But if it's the same shit again, same stuff again, I am not going to keep that on there. As much as I love Kathy Griffin, I don't think that show was very good. The song that was at the beginning, I don't know if anybody else is watching it, but the song that was at the beginning that she sang with a lot of autotune, I actually liked that song, but the show itself, nah, I really was not a fan. So I doubt I will be, sticking with it for much longer. What's going on? Anything else going on? No, that's just it. There's nothing else going on. Oh, well, two things. Coming up on a famous podcast, I appear on an upcoming episode. I'm not going to tell you which one. But on that episode, I talk about how I am, or was, still smoking. But 2 days ago, I started the patch to stop smoking again. This will be like my third time trying to quit. Maybe third time's the charm. I don't know. But I've been on the patch now for 2 days, and I'm telling you, it's not doing It's not cutting the cravings at all. I am just like, I want one so bad. And I'm starting out with the highest dose of the patch, and it's not curbing it for me. I don't know why, but maybe I need another day or two before it's really take effect. Who knows? But I am not liking it. Anyway, so that's something I'm working on. And I do not need encouragement. Don't call and give me encouragement. That's the last thing I want to hear. Just let me work through it myself. So there's that. So, yeah, that's actually pretty much all I have. I don't know when I'll podcast again, because I'm just not having very much to talk about. I don't have very much to share or bitch about or anything like that. So I think I'll just, when I feel it, I feel it. When I don't, I don't. And leave it at that. So that's all for now. Until next time, whenever that will be, bye.